Well, it must be my turn. Slipping up on 3 o'clock. Tim Tate slipping out the door. My name is Ron Sanchez. I will be here until 6 o'clock. Playing records. That's what I do. I have a few things I have to tell you before I can start, including reminding you this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details online at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. And Mackenzie River Pizza. Handcrafted pizzas, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more for takeout. Online ordering now available at mackenzieriverpizza.com at 4 locations in southwest Montana, including downtown Bozeman, Belgrade, Butte, and Helena. Open 11:30 a.m. until 7 p.m. daily. There you go. And then we must have weather. Let's see if it'll come up here. Oh, I'll find it. It's a beautiful sunny day, I can tell you that for sure. It's 62 right now. A little nip in the air, but it's a beautiful sun. People are out strolling around campus today, keeping their distance, I'm hoping. Today, some sun, then turning cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy. And Saturday, clouds and sun. I thought we were supposed to get some serious weather. I guess not. I guess we're not going to get snow down here. Looks like about the same. They're calling for a high of 61 today, low of 35, 66 tomorrow. So it'll be moderate temperatures over the weekend. Fair enough. It's that time of year. Transition period. Spring heading towards summer pretty quickly. People are out on their bikes and walking around. I took my bike down to get tuned up. It's been sitting around for a couple years. And they said it was only 4 week, 4 week wait to get in to get work done. So people are getting their gear together. Might as well park the car. You know, some of us are lucky and haven't had to burn up much gas lately. So we shall see. Anything else here? I told you the weather. Oh, I should probably tell you. Usually we'd have around town right now, and it's brought to you by the Explore Big Sky newspaper covering Big Sky, Southwest Montana, and Southwest Montana, with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Along at Big Sky, Explore Big Sky. .com. Downloads are now available from the App Store. So there you go. I think that's my total requirement for now. Call it good anyway. I've got some music. I've been picking it for the last few days. And I got some new records too. There's a new record store in town, and I went and raided it first day. But these are from deep in the collection, some old favorites.
To Caroline, to Jane, you must know why, for it's the 1st of May. Let's go dancing on the green. Fair girls want to serve.
with guitar and song I dream. The sun is what I find. God's life as you are loved, and never stop to doubt. And I've seen the beauty of the world that grows within, not out. 'Cause I rise in the morning beneath that open sky with guitar and song I drift and never stop to cry. God, speak of love, but you do not see. 'Cause words are words and they mean nothing more. With half a mind you laugh at me. 'Cause I speak of colors you've never seen before. You've existed in a lie that will someday show. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go. My present age, which people
When they knew how to make records. Small Faces, a late period B-side, A-side of a single. Donkey Rides a Penny of Glass. I think that was the A-side. Is it the Universal on the other side? That might have been the A-side. Got no proof of it in front of me right now. Let me take a look. No, couldn't tell you. Good one, though. Steve Marriott. I think it was his birthday the other day. Could have been. He died far too young. I started off with the Acid Gallery, which was actually a band called Christie, but it was produced by Roy Wood from The Move, who wrote the song, sings, plays guitar. Good one, too. Dance Around the Maypole. Appropriate for today, huh? I don't usually play date-appropriate songs, but there you go. Idle Race. Here we go around the lemon tree, covering The Move, an early single that came out in America only, and nobody noticed, and like the album, they seem to have been shoved in a warehouse for about, well, it'd been 68 to, for about 5 years, no, 3 years, and then they all of a sudden poured out, and you could buy those records dirt cheap for a while, and now you pay good money for any Idle Race record, if you can find them. That's Jeff Lynne, you know, he's in ELO now he's in ELO, he has been for a long time. Mickey Finn, another crazy English guy, doing Gardens of My Mind from that great Nuggets number two, which is all the non-American bands, and gathers together some really nice stuff. I wish they'd do another one like that because there's that much more, and a lot of things haven't been compiled yet. Misunderstood, some Americans who went to England thinking that John Peel had invited them over, and John Peel was horrified when he found him on his doorstep, but he set him up, and they did a couple of great singles, and then, of course, faced deportation and the draft. But they left a good body of material. And that strange, otherworldly sound on that is Glenn Ross Campbell playing the steel guitar, rare in psychedelic bands at the time. I saw him much later with a far inferior band, but he's still an impressive player. Good record, seek that out. Fire, that's Dave Lambert's band. My father's name was Dad. Paul Jones used to be the singer in Man for Man, doing The Dog Presides, and that's off of a Jeff Beck compilation called Shapes of Things, and it's his session work. And that's Jeff Beck playing that ripping guitar on that, and it's Paul McCartney playing drums, and I think John Paul Jones playing bass. Don't quote me on that, but I sort of think that's the deal there. And finishing with Small Faces. It's 3:26, just rambling along, trying to get comfy here and get in the groove. But I got a good start, and I will continue, I hope, in the same fashion for the next 2.5 hours. And then it's Anton this week, so music will continue. What's going on here? I put up a couple of things.
This week in This American Life, for David, prom night was the culmination of years of effort.
You know, I changed a lot since sophomore year. I got into this crowd and stuff, and they just changed my speech, my dress, and all that stuff. I'm still the same person. I just changed. I'm just, this is a popular crowd. I'm just popular now. The most gorgeous girl in school, I asked her to prom. She says yes.
Prom night. Damn. Prom night this week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Yeah, don't remind me about high school. I got out of it. I got through it and got out of it and survived. Became what I am now on my own. they can't teach that in school. This is I mentioned that there's a new record store in town, and there is, and it's a good one. It's over on Off Rouse, and it's our own Kels Cook, you know, Kels, who does Tuesday mornings. He does a search, what's it called? Search and Destroy? No, that's not it. One of those Stooges songs. He's opened up his own place. It's tiny, but it's well stocked, and I picked up 4 albums, really things I've been looking for, and this is one of them.
This song comes from the writings of H.P. Lovecraft. It's called The White Ship. Sailed and left me here again.
the legendary first recording of 8 Miles High, done at RCA Studios rather than the Columbia Studios. And Columbia said, no, you can't do that. And there's some argue that it's a better version. I think they're just totally different and totally enjoyable. Hard to say how history would have played out had that been the single. It would have got banned anyway, as it did, for alleged drug references, but it wasn't. It was about flying to England. That's all. So it goes. What was in there? H.P. Lovecraft, live from 1968, from the Bay Area somewhere. It doesn't say on the record. You heard White Ships? And that's one of the things I picked up from Kelso's record store, the Wax Museum. That's what it's called. And it's on East Bryant. Okay, I'm going to get this stuff right. So right now with the construction on Rouse, you have to come around the top from Griffin or and drop down Rouse, and you can get there easily. Now, there's no traffic once you get on Rouse. And he's in the first little building there when you turn in. And just got to look close. It's got his logo on the door. But that's where record stores should be. They shouldn't be big and flashy. I worked on some really big record stores, and I always found them to be impersonal. The small first place I worked at that was really nice was a smallish place. And that was a lot more fun. We could do the business a lot better. That mass marketing killed books, records, all that stuff. Hardware, yeah. It's all gone downhill since. What else was in there after I finished ranting? The Doors, from the title track from their second album, Strange Days, in mono. That was one of those record store day releases from a few years back, a couple years back. A nice one, too. I really liked the first two Doors albums. After that, they wore thin on me. But it was a good song, scattered around. Some people would just totally disagree. But that's just me. I have my own feelings about it. And I actually have all their records, so you can't say I'm a stick in the mud. We heard Love from their fourth album, For Sale. You heard Robert Montgomery, Arthur Lee and Love. And that's when it turned into a rock band. The original lineup of Love was a little bit different. A little more folk rocky and arty. And Arthur decided to rock. So that album there rocks. I'm finishing with the Birds. 3:47. Uh-oh. I'm getting off schedule here. Yakking too long. Let's see what this is.
Lávese las manos, evite a las personas enfermas y evite tocarse la cara. Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
Yeah, Deputy Dan has no friends.
California moon fill the sky, shining down in her eyes, and it made her cry. Can't you hear her cry? She always looks so pale. She thinks she's clothed in a long white veil. She wraps you up so tight, your mind comes loose and you drift on out of sight. She's a child of the night, and like a child she'll cry. Can you hear her cry? Her cry. I love to hear her cry.